Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
And alongside Pud, Wally Jeffers with Fish, Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Good morning to everybody.
Well, thanks, Wally and Pud. So, a big event coming up Friday, April 6th, and this is now, I guess, this is a two-time-a-year event, Wally, the Fish Barbecue.
No, actually, we're just doing it once a year.
Oh.
We moved it from the fall to the spring last year, and so this is our second year to be hosting it in the spring, and we'll actually be serving on Friday, April the 6th, lunch over here in Commerce at First United Methodist Church from 11 to 1. And then we'll serve lunch in Greenville from 11 to 1 and dinner from 5:30 to 7:30 at Wesley United Methodist Church.
So it was a fall event and now it's a spring event.
Correct.
A lot of the reason for that was just because there were so many events in the fall that were fundraising events. And everybody forgets that hunger is a year-round problem. And moving it to the spring helps Hunt County Shared Ministries tide over from the fall donations.
Yeah, brings in the money earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So I can see that. And was it last year that you all, for the first time, did it in Commerce?
Yes, last year was our first year here in Commerce, and it was very successful. And this year, we've expanded to not only providing lunch, but we're also doing pre-orders for businesses or groups in the city who want to order barbecue and have it delivered so they can pre-order it and we'll deliver it to them when they need it.
And who does the deliveries?
Well, that's Angela Roberts' responsibility.
Oh, my gosh.
In Commerce.
I could have guessed. She's involved in everything. Of course, she's a big part of First United Methodist Church, for sure. So she's got it organized. They'll bring it to your place of business.
Correct.
Okay, great. And who does the barbecue?
This year, Baker's Ribs is doing all of our barbecue for us, and then Dairy Manor is going to be doing all of our sides for us.
So what percentage of your, and maybe Pud can answer this, or the two of you together, what percentage of your annual income, the money that you raise and that you need to operate Fish, comes from this barbecue?
Probably about a third of what we use would come from this barbecue. At least that's what our goal is. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, our office is based in Greenville, but a lot of folks don't realize that we serve the whole county.
And do you, now, are you all connected with any other organization here in Commerce?
We're not, you know, directly connected, but we partner with some of the other, you know, the Commerce Food Pantry and some of the other groups here. You know, with our Christmas and Thanksgiving distributions, we work with First United Methodist Church to do that distribution here locally instead of having to come all the way to Greenville to pick up those baskets.
We're talking with Wally Jeffers, and Wally is the director of Hunt County Shared Ministries, better known as Fish, and also Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville, who's involved in everything in Greenville, just about, that's worth mentioning, and their annual barbecue, the Fish annual barbecue, coming up Friday, April 6th, in Greenville and Commerce. And in Greenville, it's at the Wesley United Methodist Church.
Correct.
But you also have the takeout orders.
Yeah, we have pre-order there as well.
Yeah, good. 40th anniversary of Fish?
Yes, sir. 40 years ago, Fish was just a closet pantry at Grace Presbyterian Church. You know, some folks who just wanted to take care of some people who were hungry. And, you know, 40 years later, we're where we are today, not only doing food, but utilities, rent, medical, dental, optical, prescription assistance, helping folks get IDs or resources they may need to go get a job.
And one of the other things I think that you didn't mention in all that long list just then that I think is so remarkable is the MARC program.
Yeah, our Meals for At-Risk Kids program, where we are providing about 300 meals a week or 300 kids a week meals on the weekends, working with 6 different school districts, providing kids who have been identified as coming to school hungry on Monday. So they go home every Friday with 7 meals and 3 snacks to help tide them over so that when they come to school Monday, they're ready to learn and they're not worrying about what time is lunch going to be here.
Has that just recently started?
Now, this is about our 6th year. So we're really excited to see this first group of kids make it all the way to graduation and succeed. That was our primary goal, was to make sure kids stayed in school and that their grade performance would improve as they moved up in the higher grades.
So the 40th anniversary started in 78.
78, yes, sir.
Do you know who started it?
Bill Hunt and Grace Presbyterian were the founders of what was the catalyst for what is now Hunt County Shared Ministries.
Uh-huh. And, of course, you all are now located, I would say the old Greenville Junior High School property.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm with you. People, our age is showing.
For people of our age, but it's behind the juice.
Yeah, GEUS, their main building down there on Wesley Street. We're at 2805 King Street.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit south of downtown.
Correct.
Greenville. Okay, good. So that 40th anniversary is there on the horizon, and this is going on in Greenville and Commerce on Friday, April 6th. It's the annual Hood Shared Hunt County Shared Ministries and Fish Barbecue.
And right. It's going to be yummy.
I know it will be.
Oh, yeah.
It always is. Yes. Always a great event and a great fellowship with people coming in. Having a good time. Thanks for sitting down and having a cup of coffee with us again.
Enjoy it.
Hood Kearns and Wally Jeffers with Fish. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.